Countdown to Catastrophe. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In 2 weeks, Seattle's $15 minimum wage takes effect, and everybody's expecting consequences. For example, last week, a magazine article noted that there are four restaurants closing or about to close in Seattle, and a blog post from a conservative think tank pointed a finger at the $15 wage. The post went national, Forbes picked it up, New York Post, Rush Limbaugh. But when a Seattle Times reporter called up the restaurants that were mentioned, in each case, the owner said the $15 wage had nothing to do with the decision to close. One owner said, yes, she was closing one of her restaurants, but still runs three others and was about to open two more, which makes sense because Seattle has one of the healthiest economies in America and is full of young single people who can't be bothered to cook for themselves. So I called up the author of the now famous blog, Paul Guppy of the Washington Policy Center, to get his comment, and he said it may be a case of self-censorship.
It's very hard to get business owners to say, you know, I had to close my business because of the $15 minimum wage.
Right, but they also could be not saying it because it's not happening.
And you're right, but it's an extremely courageous business owner who will say in a media interview, I closed my business because the minimum wage was too high.
So I guess we'll just have to wait to see who's right. But for the record, the restaurants are saying that the main consequence of the $15 wage is that the price of a $10 lunch could go up 50 cents. I might just have to settle for half as much mascarpone on my tiramisu latte. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.